Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go to the Dialpad guest line. All guests appear on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across existing devices. We love talking to him the day after a game. Former Niner offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider, Alex Boone with us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, for those who are on the ledge, you want to talk him back a little bit? I mean, that game came out of left field yesterday.
It did, but you know what? You had to kind of see it coming a little bit. You look at a defense that's kind of down a few guys. You see a team coming across country. I'm sure Lorenzo's seen this before, where you're out of it and the coaches on the other side are trying to make everything worth it for them. So you're going to get the best team that they have, and that's what showed up yesterday.
You look at the situation with Weston Richburg gone, Ben Garland slides over at center. What do you make of where the offensive line is right now with the new center and with Joe Staley struggling a little bit at left tackle?
You know, I think it's tough, and I think it's tough because sometimes as an offensive lineman and you know, when you show up more than you should, it's a little bit more glaring. And I think people are like, oh, my God, what's going on? And they think the sky's falling. And sometimes it is. But right now I'm looking at this and I'm saying, man, they had eight guys in the box all day. They were quick to stop the run. The key for them was, hey, listen, we're going to push guys through gaps. We're going to do everything we can to absolutely shut this run game down. So, you know, credit them. They played really well. And you know what? Sometimes when you're having a game like this and you're on the ledge, you got to look for the good and the positives. And you got to say, man, George Kittle. The way that that guy plays and the fact that his energy yesterday wasn't infectious was really the only thing that bothered me, because he was playing at such a high level. For everyone else to not come around him was like, man, this is not who they are. This is not how they've played all year.
With that being said, let's stay right there. You go up to, I think, 16 targets. He had, you know, 13 he caught. They went in. 17 targets. So you look at that, you know, Sanders, you bring in a man, you have E-Man, you have Debo, you have those guys. Is sometimes you think that can the quarterback, you think he's going to look at this in self-evaluation and say, wow, we have some other guys that we got to probably get involved to keep balance? Or you just think, hey, you just go with the hot hand?
No, absolutely. You have to get everybody involved. You have to have as many threats as possible on offense so that a defense watches this film. They don't go, hey, listen, guys, if we just shut this one guy down and maybe the run game, this game's ours to be had.
Sure.
You want a defense looking, going, my God, who are we going to cover? Who are we going to double? Can we even double anybody? Are we going to have to pressure them the whole game? This offensive line, you know, these are things that when you look at tape like this, it's hard, because as an offensive line, now you've opened up a door that you don't want to open up, right? Now defensive linemen are like, hey, listen, guys. We just got to go out there and twist them the whole game. We got to just come off the ball as hard as we can. We just have to disrupt gaps, and we will get this game. That's a door that is an offensive line you never want to open. So I think that there are things that are glaring, but you say, hey, man, listen, go back, watch the tape. You have a new center in there. That's not an excuse. You have to continue to grow that chemistry moving forward, because these next two games are going to be even tougher than the one you just played.
Alex Boone joins the show. 19-17, the Niners lead, a minute 48 left. They decide on fourth and one and a half, let's call it, to kick a 43-yard field goal with Robbie Gould to make it a five-point game rather than go for it and try to put the game away. Do you agree with the decision to kick the field goal?
I said this like last week, that I wasn't going to go against Shanahan, because all year he's been great, and he has. And I think to go back and look at one play and say, hey, that's where we lost, that's an unfair thing to do. I think that there's opportunities in this game to win the game. I think that when you fumble the ball when you're driving down to score, that's tough. When you settle for field goals and not touchdowns, that's tough. When you possibly have an interception in your hands and someone knocks it away, that's tough. Those are opportunities that you have to grasp if you want to make it to the Super Bowl. So I'm not going to turn around and say, oh, you should have went for it. I'm just going to say, hey, listen, there was opportunities out there to be had. You need to seize it next time.
It's a short week again, though, with the Rams coming up on Saturday night in a pretty important game. What's the mindset got to be going not only with Seattle in two games and, like you said, playoff games to come, but against a Ram team that is no longer going to be playing for anything pertinent?
Well, I think that that's the most dangerous thing is these teams that don't have to play for anything, they have nothing to lose. So when it's fourth and one for them, they're like, hey, it's first and 10. Who cares? Let's go for it. We're not going to make it to the postseason, but we can knock these guys off. When I talked about the offensive line before, I was kind of moving into the Rams because as a defensive line, these guys can really disrupt a lot of things. And I think that when you put that on tape for an Aaron Donald and a Clay Matthews and a guy like Wade Phillips, you expose yourself to a lot of things. And that's why you have to have as many targets as possible. You have to have as many weapons as possible because you don't want a Wade Phillips type defense coming in here and saying, listen, let's just go wreak havoc and have fun the whole day. You want them kind of confused too. How are they coming for us? What are they going to do? I think that the run game needs to pick up. The offensive line needs to pick up. But more importantly, man, you got to create these opportunities. But why can somebody explain to me why there was 1 second on the clock if he didn't score? I think that that needs to be addressed. What happened? Does anybody know what happened there?
You're talking about the final play of the game?
Yes. If he was down on the one, why did the clock stop?
Yeah, that's a great call. I was wondering that, too, because it just sat there at one, and you're like, the game's over here.
It's over. Yeah. There should be no replay. There should be no review. It's over. That's why when he was like, go for two, I'm like, go for two? He's down at the one. What is he talking about? That, to me, is the bigger question. Like, you can criticize and say, oh, man. You know, another one was the pass interference in the end zone. Dude, what is pass interference anymore? Does anyone even know?
No.
Because that hit his hands. I'm sorry, Julio. You're one of the best receivers in the league. That hit your hands. You had a fair shake better than anybody in this league. So you should have caught that. How that's PI, I don't know. I'm sorry. You can nitpick about that, but then you got to turn around and go, dude, what's going on? Like, the 1 second ruined that entire game for this team.
Oh, no question. Hey, you know, when we're talking about this team and talking about, you know, teams get up for you, I get that. But what about the wear and tear, Alex? Tell the listeners through when you have a DJ Jones who's out. You look at Blair, defensive end, another guy who plays up and down the defensive line, out. Sherman, out. All these guys, you know, Quan Alexander, you know, and now you look at this defense, not a lot of sacks in the last 2 weeks against statuesque quarterbacks, guys that you think they're going to feast on. How, what kind of a toll do you think it's taken on this team long term?
A huge toll. And you talk about a guy like Dee Ford not being out there. I mean, I think as an offensive lineman, that's one of your biggest weapons that you don't have.
Sure.
You know, that's a guy that in crucial situations we're like, hey, it doesn't matter where the slide goes. It has to go to him or Bosa. And you're like, man, somebody's going to have a day with us. You know, it just – when you take guys like that out, and you said it, even the role guys that come in with depth that are still huge for
no
this
question.
Team, it's the leadership when they're out there. It's their fieriness. It's their excitement. It's the fact that you can put on the tape and see DJ Jones push the center right into the quarterback and everyone's laughing. That's what they're missing right now, that next gear. You need to hit it. And maybe it's because they were kind of looking at other guys to do it. Sometimes it falls on another guy like Fred Warner. You know, guys can't always do everything. You have to help lift the team up.
Alex Boone joins the show here on 95.7 The Game. So the last 2 weeks against statuesque quarterbacks in Drew Brees and Matt Ryan, the Niners have only found a way to record two sacks. They got two yesterday against Ryan, none against Brees. This was kind of their hallmark most of the season, teeing off on the guys that couldn't move very well, struggling against the Russell Wilsons, the Lamar Jacksons, the Kyler Murrays. Jared Goff's coming to town next week. The playbook on Jared Goff is relatively simple. If you pressure him, he will melt down. But if he has time to pick you apart and work through his progressions, he's going to eat you alive like he did in Arizona a couple weeks ago. Given the injuries, given the fact that guys are tired late in the season, how big of a problem do you think it's going to be Saturday night getting pressure on Jared Goff?
You know, I think a lot of it's going to be dependent on how they stop the run game and Todd Gurley. You look at what the Rams have done this year, and it's always predicated on their featured back. If he has a day, the whole offense feasts. If he doesn't, everyone starts to struggle because they make the team one-dimensional. And truth be told, a lot of it is the play action that Jared Goff can do. Yeah, he can stand back there and sling it around, but he has to have that run game. So for me, you say, hey, listen, maybe we just let the four guys up front go crazy. And we sit back and we say, hey, listen, we're going to play this one smart because you went from first to fifth, and that's a huge, huge fall for a lot of people. And you can recover well, but I think when you're looking at the rest of the season, you say, hey, listen, man, we got to go out and bully the bullies. These next two teams, we can't take anything from them. So we have to go out and play really smart football, and we have to be the aggressors on defense.
Even though you're the aggressor, how much do you want to be aggressive with bringing guys back who maybe aren't at 100%? Is it more important to have Richard Sherman and other players as healthy as possible, even if it costs you the top seed?
I think that when you look at this going forward, that's a really tough question because having the top seed means a lot. It means an extra bye week. It means more rest for guys that need it. But you're right. You know, going forward, this whole tree has been shaken up now. And now if you look at it, you're like, hey, listen, we go to Dallas. And of all the teams that have to go anywhere, that's probably not the baddest place to go. So, hey, we're okay. But then you say if you lose these players for the rest of the season, man, that's a blow, right? You look at Minnesota right now with Dalvin Cook. People don't know how his shoulder is, but they're like, man, if we lost him for the season, we're toast. We're going to be hurting. You can't be talking about that with guys like Dee Ford and Richard Sherman and Quan Williams. You can't do that. I mean, you're going to need these guys going forward. So I think you say, hey, listen, if you're not 100%, I'm sorry. We're going to have to find another way to win.
Yeah, without a doubt, I totally agree with you 1,000%. I want guys healthy. I would go ahead and take that 5 seed like you're saying if guys are going to be out the whole season. And your number one seed, it's totally not worth it. How do you, when you look at this defensive line and see what's going on, do you think they're going to go out and make a move? Is there guys out there? Do you think that, hey, this team should kick the tires? Because do you think right now, heading into the playoffs, do you think they have enough? Because this team, like Joe just alluded to, 2 sacks in the last 2 weeks spells problems to me.
I do think they have enough. I think that when you add players late, and I've said this before, and just because I've been in the room, when you add a random guy to the mix, you know, you have a team right now of guys that have been doing it together the whole season. So there's a level of trust. And right now you say, hey, listen, guys, we're going to add this guy. Well, this guy hasn't done anything up until this point, so we don't trust him. I know what my brothers are going to do. I know what's going to happen when the bullets start flying. I don't know what this guy's going to do. Sometimes that can have a negative reaction. And I've seen it happen where guys are kind of like, why did we do this? We don't need this. This is a problem. Now I'm upset. You know what I'm saying? It's just you're messing with the flow, the ebb and flow of this team is going. And, yeah, you took a hit. That's fine. Bounce back. Just be the aggressor next time. I think you absolutely have enough to go forward.
Former Niner offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider Alex Boone joins the show. Alex, thank you so much for your time. And if we don't catch up with you beforehand, a very happy holiday season to you and your family.
You guys as well. Thanks so much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.